Stuart Howard Reinbeck. Thank you to Rob Edelman for giving such a lovely tribute to one of my favorite actresses, Ida Lupino.
Kit Patton, Monterey, Massachusetts. I want to say that it was a great discussion today on the roundtable regarding fake news. But what we need to look at, or we need to only look at the Third Reich or the run-up to the Iraq War to know that a lie is only as big as the number of people willing to believe it. What we need to do is look into why so many people are willing to believe vicious lies about Hillary Clinton or anyone else. Keep up the good work, Roundtable.
Hi, this is Chuck Collins from West Springfield, Massachusetts. My comment is simply that Trump and his cronies see us all as rubes, and basically they have no regard for the rule of law. They're basically just see the rest of the world as rubes, and if they can take us, they take us. If they can keep us pitted against each other rather than looking into what they're actually doing, they're winning. And so far, they are winning.
Hi, this is Rick Orlando, Woodstock, New York. I just listened to a story on Marketplace that discussed the idea of universal income as a way of working on poverty, and I have to disagree with that, as universal income would simply direct more money into the hands of private corporations. What I think would be more effective would be universal health care, and then income-based housing and child care subsidies to make everyday living more affordable.
Lucinda Mellon, Oak Hill, New York. I'm listening to the roundtable about John Glenn and decorum, and my father flew with him in the Second World War, and they were exactly the same in public as they were in private. He was a very nice man, as was my father. Thank you.